Good afternoon, ladies and gents. How you all doing on this fabulous Throwback Thursday, as they call it? Did you put your throwback picture up on social media? I used to do that, but I can't find no throwback pictures of myself. I have to ask my sister to, like, send me some. But welcome to today's show. Welcome to Holistic Talk. I'm your podcast host, Sharita Berry, and I want to say welcome on today. Remember, this podcast is for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or disease, or mental health issues. If you're making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult with your medical doctor first. And today we're going to talk about my opinion about genetic testing. Yes, my opinion on genetic testing. And if I would be given the opportunity, would I choose genetic testing on myself? Why or why not? This is my opinion. I've heard a lot of conversations taking place in the world of medicine when it comes to genetic testing. Most genetic testing that's done are geared towards finding a common ground for certain illnesses, deformities, and diseases that are very rare, and to tackle preventative methods as well. Most genetic testing is done to find ancestral backgrounds, lifestyle, and more. Smitch, 2016. Remember, anytime you hear me give a person's name and a date or a month or year or a month and day and year, that's because I am including in-text citation, because I always give references at the end of my podcast in the description. So, genetic testing is beneficial in some cases when it comes to helping find any cure or treatment. But then there is gene splicing, genetic cloning. That's when I feel scientists have crossed the line, meddling in things of the unknown. Yes, I've heard about gene splicing and cloning and all that type of kind of stuff floating around in the scientific community. I don't know how true it is, but that's when you cross the line and stepping into the unknown, and where you basically trying to be God and play God, and you cannot do that. The only reason why I would get genetic testing done on myself is to check my DNA for any genetic makeup or markers, to see if anything that's abnormal that wasn't caught by the doctors when I was younger, that I can see if it has been passed on to my children or grandchildren. That's the only reason why I would get genetic testing done. I'm just saying, that's just me. Then again, I have this fear that the test may go wrong, such as misread, wrong name placed on the label, or a number of things, tampering, meddling, who knows? I don't know, because I don't know. Those who are against it are in fear of that there's some secret government taking people's DNA and is using it to clone them. It's kind of funny to me, but it is kind of funny, but we don't know. Who knows? Now, you can do a genetic testing or get genetic testing on yourself, just like you can do on your own blood work. There are various diagnostic centers and companies that provide this service to the public. It's called Direct to Consumer, Roberts and Ostrom, 2013. Most people do these types of testing at home because they are either trying to find where their family originated from or something else. Besides, the brain being the most wily organ in our body that will forever be studied, genetic testing is right underneath it as the second in studying the genetics makeup of man. Wow. So that's my take on what I think about genetic testing. Now, your take on it may be something different, but that's my take on it. And why would I get genetic testing done? Now, so many people get various genetic testing done for many reasons. One of the norm is to find out where that family originated from, origin, the roots, and different things like that. You know, ancestries.com and various places like that. So I thank you for tuning in today's podcast. I'm your podcast host of Holistic Talk, Sherita Berry. Remember, this podcast is for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or disease, or mental health issues. If you're making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult with your medical doctor first. Peace, deuces, and namaste.